This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hawkeye Steel, located at Exit 44 off Interstate 55 at Mount Olive in White City, is now open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Visit them about metal sidings for roofs, sidewall, and interior liners, miscellaneous surplus items such as shelving, air compressors, and more. They also are a steel warehouse for angles, channels, flats, pipe, tubing, and more. Come see their portable cattle sheds. They can custom make livestock buildings to your specifications. Call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, this morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.11, up 7.25. July wheat trading at 7.14 3/4, up 7.5. May corn now trading at 6.61, up 0.5. July corn trading at 6.41 1/4, unchanged. May soybeans trading at 14.29 1/4, up 7. July beans trading at 13.88, up 8. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 7.03 3/4, up 1/4. July wheat ended the day at 7.07 1/4, down 0.5. September wheat ended at 7.13 3/4, up 1/4. May corn yesterday ended at 6.60 1/2, down 2 3/4. July corn ended at 6.41 1/4, up 0.5. September corn ended at 5.74, up 7 3/4. May soybeans yesterday ended at 14.22 1/4, up 10 3/4. July beans ended at 13.80, up 4 3/4. August beans ended at 13.31 3/4, up 3.5. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.07.30, up 60. July meal, 399.30, up 33. August meal, 380.80, up 7. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.39, up 41. July oil, 49.44, up 37. August oil, 49.35, up 33. May oats yesterday ended at 386.5, up 11 3/4. July oats ended at 378, up 11 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is John Ray with Wednesday afternoon's Grain Report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Wednesday afternoon. The lower U.S. stock market, weak energy markets, and a slowdown in world growth estimates combined with weather concerns to keep grain markets in mixed trading pattern. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn mostly 2 to 3 cents lower at 6.59 to 6.70. Soybeans are up 7 to 13 cents at 14.24 to 14.46. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 1 to 3 cents lower at 6.62 to 6.75. Soybeans are 7 to 13 cents higher at 14.39 to 14.57. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported Shell corn mostly 2 to 5 cents lower at 6.47 to 6.86. Soybeans are mostly 10 to 15 cents higher at 14.42 to 14.55. Wheat closed mixed at 6.95 to 7.12. Contract bids to producers for new crop grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn contracts were offered at 5.10 up to 5.26. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 11.77 to 11.88. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 513 to 528. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1185 to 1206. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of 513 up to 532. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1185 to 1204. And soft wheat contracts for June-July delivery in the southern part of the state range from 684 to 705. Illinois soybean processors' cash bids were 4¾ to 5¾ cents higher at 1450 to 1482. The base was 5 to 6 cents lower at 28 to 60 cents over the May. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $6 to $8 per ton higher at $4.19.30 to $4.29.30. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 2 cents lower at $6.81 to $6.86, with the basis at 40 to 45 cents over the July option. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 2¾ to 4¾ cents lower at $6.75½ to $6.78½, with the basis unchanged to 2 cents lower at 15 to 18 cents over May. Soybeans were up 10¾ to 13¾ at $14.62 to $14.75, with the basis unchanged to 3 cents stronger at 40 to 53 cents over the May. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 2 to 3 cents lower at $6.73 to $6.85. These elevators raised their soybean bid 6 to 10 cents at $14.65 to $14.74. Wheat was unchanged at $7.23 to $7.24. Milo bids were mostly 7 cents higher at $6.40 to $6.41. This is John Ray reporting.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday. May hogs ended the day at 88.12, up $1.32. June hogs ended at 90.35, up $1.32. July hogs ended at 90.60, up $1.30. April cattle yesterday ended at 126.87, up $1.50. June cattle 121.82, up $1.37. August cattle 122.22, up $1.25. April feeder cattle yesterday ended at 136.52, down 42. May feeders 140.90, up 85. August feeders 147.50, up $1.02. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 27 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $66 to $78.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $74.26. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 40 to 46, the 4 to 5 weights 47 to 52, the 5 to 550 weights 50 to 53, and 550 and up 53 to 54. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady to a little weaker, with moderate demand and offerings ranging from 49 to 54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,622 head. And from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, report for the April 16th sale, they had receipts of 294 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold a dollar lower. Slaughter Holsteins sold $2 lower, and slaughter cows and bulls $8 lower. Feeder cattle traded mostly steady. Trade was active and demand moderate to good. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 122 to 127. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 110 to 115. Choice slaughter heifers, 122 to 126.50. And with the slaughter cows, they had some premiums that brought 105. Breakers were 80 to 86, and the boners were 73 to 77. Feeder steers, medium and large 1 and 2s, 4 to 5 weights, 130 to 140, the 5 to 6 weights, 115 to 120. Feeder heifers, medium and large 1 and 2s, 4 to 5 weights, 126 to 128, 8 to 850 weights, brought 114.50. Feeder bulls, number 1 large, 5 to 6 weights, 124 to 135. 6 to 7 weights, 124 to 135. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 126.75. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 477 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $83.90, which was $1.01 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $191.33, which was 88 cents higher, and select carcasses were $184.49, which was 56 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspections, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000, which compared to 121,000 last week and 112,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 419,000, which compared to 395,000 last week and 418,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 178, up 1. For block cheese, 188 and a half, up 1 1/2. For barrel cheese, 176, up a quarter. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, 1766, 2 cents above Tuesday. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, 666. And for May, 666. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, 658, and for May, 658. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, 1453, and for May, 1431. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 693. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hawk Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 666. Corn at Scottville, 658. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, 1453. And wheat at Scottville, 693. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. It's 620, time now for a check of Color Radar weather. And at this time, Color Radar and the Weather Center showing a large band of heavy showers west of a line from Lincoln to Edwardsville, this moving slowly to the southeast. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit CTEMI.com. Service starts here.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
First of all, in the weather on this Thursday morning, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch. It is in effect until 11 o'clock for the counties of Macoupin, Montgomery, Bond, Madison, Jersey, Clinton, St. Clair, and Fayette. Once again, that is a tornado watch in effect until 11. Cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms and falling temperatures. South winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy and colder with occasional showers, low temperatures in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy and colder, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Also, a flash flood watch is in effect until midnight tonight. The extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 40s, highs in the mid-60s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 15 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 72 degrees. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In the news today, on Wednesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. We brought up the weather and the rain in the Midwest slowing spring field work. And we ask Arlen if that is a factor in the markets right now.
Well, it is. And as we look at the pace of corn planting, it certainly is one of the slowest on record, and the records only go back to the mid-80s from USDA, but it's one of the slowest paces. If you look at the correlation with final yield and acres, it's still a little bit weak at this point because we know with today's equipment we can plant the crop in a hurry. And there's still time. The forecast suggesting that perhaps we can start clearing things up the end of this month, the 1st of May, and then start getting the crop in the field. I think the larger factor at this point is the area in the northwestern corn belt, which has seen the greatest expansion of corn acres since 2006, particularly in the Red River Valley in that area with the Dakotas and Minnesota, where there's still heavy snow cover and more snows expected not only this week but perhaps next week as well in that area. And that's where we're at risk of not only seeing the corn plant late and lowering yields, but also maybe 2 to 3 million acres of corn may not get planted, as I'm already having farmers in that area telling me that they are returning anywhere from 30% to 50% of their corn seed.
Another thing, though, in that area, that was the part of the country hardest hit by the drought last summer, if I believe. So on down the road, maybe not this year, but perhaps next, it'll help.
Well, I certainly think so, and always glad to have moisture. But it's certainly been a long winter for them up in the northwestern Midwest. And if you look at the snow cover map right now, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and much of Wisconsin covered with snow yet in mid-April. That's a challenge for farmers.
Also, the crop report that came out a couple of weeks ago that showed a lot higher stocks than they thought, is that still weighing on the market now?
Well, it is to some extent. Fund managers simply don't know what to believe. We see a tight cash market, which it seems to support the fundamentals, but then they look at those USDA stocks numbers from the 28th, which said we have ample stocks, followed by the April 10th WASDE report that said, well, they're not all that abundant, but they're adequate. So fund managers don't know what to believe. So they're simply taking their money and going elsewhere. We are getting a little bit of support for the new crop months based on what we just talked about as far as planting delays. But overall, this is a market that it's going to be difficult to sustain a rally in corn until something dramatically changes.
What about the other crops like soybeans and soft wheat?
Interesting story developing with soybean market, and that is Hamburg-based Oil World, the international oilseed publication, came out this week saying that USDA is overly confident in South America's production and believes that USDA is overestimating the size of South America's soybean crop by about 5 million metric tons. That suddenly starts to shift the dynamics a little bit. First of all, it says that China is going to need more emergency shipments of soybeans from the United States, which are going to draw down stocks that we simply don't have enough to then supply our own domestic needs. Second of all, it means that a big U.S. soybean crop is no longer a luxury, but perhaps an essential ingredient to maintain global demand.
And boy, that goes back to what we talked about at the beginning, the weather, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think producers need to remember that if the weather does turn conducive for the growing season, which the models are increasingly showing, we could still ease these tightness concerns and see the funds withdraw their positions and pull prices pretty low. So you've got to protect the equity you built in your farm over the last couple of years and have that downside protection. But leave the upside open, because if the weather does turn back adverse again, we could retest last year's highs.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The Illinois Beef Association has formed the Illinois Junior Beef Association, with memberships available to those from age 8 to 22. The new group will begin this summer at the Illinois State Fair. We talked to Jill Johnson of the Illinois Beef Association, and she explained.
The exciting thing about IBA is that we have this kind of foundation of junior members through IBA family and junior membership. So we really felt it was time for juniors to come together in their own association to provide educational and career opportunities through the competition that we already have, and then increasing that, and then, you know, fellowship and networking in order to develop those leadership skills and our young people interested in the Illinois cattle industry.
And also, this sounds like it's something to help young people further their education?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. Also, do you have any other specific goals in mind for the organization?
You know, with it just kicking off, we're still in that process of kind of figuring out what it exactly needs to be. But we know that we just want to offer more opportunities to our junior members outside of the show ring. So we already have our Beef Expo and some programs at State Fair that can benefit those kids that are interested in showing. But taking that outside of the show ring and really opening them up to all of the opportunities that are in the beef industry and all of the sectors of the beef industry that IBA touches. And I think as junior members, what a great opportunity for them to see that.
Will you also try to promote this through, say, 4-H clubs and FFA programs?
You know, that we don't want to take away from anything that anyone does in 4-H and FFA, so it's really just our goal to reach out to those that are involved in cattle and already involved with our association, but certainly want others to know about it.
Okay. Anything else you want to add, Jill?
Just that we are electing a board of directors at State Fair, and our first annual Illinois Junior Beef Association membership meeting is Wednesday, August 7th. That's right before the State Fair Junior shows start. And it'll be in the junior building up in the show ring. And if you have any questions, certainly give me a call at the IBA office or check out our website, illinoisbeef.com. There's all kinds of information about IJBA on there.
That was Jill Johnson of the Illinois Beef Association. State climate experts say soil moisture levels are near normal. Jenny Atkins of the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois said Tuesday that moisture levels were a little above normal for this time of year near the surface and just below normal a little deeper. Ms. Atkins said in a news release that both levels are big improvements over last year. Low moisture levels at the beginning of the growing season in 2012 were followed by severe drought. Farmers in parts of the state have begun field work ahead of corn planting, but wet weather has most waiting to plant. The federal government has started a new livestock identification program to help agriculture officials quickly track livestock in case of disease. The program replaces an earlier voluntary one that failed because of widespread opposition among farmers and ranchers who described it as a costly hassle that did not help control disease. The new program is mandatory but more limited in scope. It applies only to animals being shipped across state lines and gives states flexibility in deciding how animals will be identified. Abby Yigzaw is spokeswoman for the Federal Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. She says the program is important because it lets officials quickly identify animals that must be quarantined, and that means healthy ones can keep going to processing facilities without an interruption in the food supply. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.10 and 3 quarter up 7. July wheat trading at 7.14 and a quarter up 7. May corn trading at 6.61 and a quarter up 3 quarter. July corn trading at 6.42 up 3 quarter. May soybeans trading at 14.31 up 8 and 3 quarter. July beans trading at 13.88 and 3 quarter up 8 and a half. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.